Chapter 46. Finale. On Goliath, at least, the suspense did not last for long. Space Guard was able to report almost immediately that Kali 1, the slightly smaller fragment on which the ship was stranded, would miss Earth by a comfortable margin. Captain Singh received the news with relief rather than elation. It seemed only fair, after all, that they had endured. True, the universe knew nothing of fairness, but one could always hope. Goliath's orbit would be only slightly deflected as it raced past the Earth at several times escape velocity. Then the ship and its little private world would continue to gain speed like a sun-grazing comet, dipping inside the orbit of Mercury at closest approach. The sheets of reflecting foil that Torrin Fletcher was already assembling to form a giant tent would protect them from a heat load 10 times that of a Saharan noon. As long as they kept their solar umbrella in good repair, they had nothing to fear except boredom. It would be more than 3 months before Hercules could catch up with them. They were safe and already belonged to history. But on Earth, no one knew whether history would continue. All that the Space Guard computers could now guarantee was that Kali 2 would not make a direct impact on any major landmass. That was some reassurance, but not enough to prevent mass panics, thousands of suicides, and partial breakdowns of law and order. Only the swift assumption of dictatorial powers by the World Council prevented worse disasters. The men and women aboard Goliath watched with concern and compassion, yet with a sense of detachment, almost as if they were looking at events that already belonged to the distant past. Whatever happened to Earth, they knew that they would presently go their separate ways on their various worlds, forever marked by memories of Kali. Now the huge crescent of the moon spanned the sky, the jagged mountain peaks along the Terminator burning with the fierce light of the lunar dawn. But the dusty plains, still untouched by the sun, were not completely dark. They were glowing faintly in the light reflected from Earth's clouds and continents. And scattered here and there across that once dead landscape were the glowing fireflies that marked the first permanent settlements mankind had built beyond the home planet. Captain Singh could easily locate Clavius Base, Port Armstrong, Plato City. He could even see the necklace of faint lights along the Translunar Railroad, bringing its precious cargo of water from the ice mines at the South Pole. And there was the Sinus Iridum, where he had achieved his first brief moment of fame a lifetime ago. Earth was only 2 hours away.